Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Tears to Breakthrough Radio Show with host author Carolyn Ritter Watson, breaking through tears, bondage, loss, and hurt, equipping you with tools to execute your God-given purpose. Remember to order your copy of Tears in a Bottle now, available on Amazon.com, and receive a free companion guide.
Hi, good morning, and welcome to the Tears to Breakthrough Radio Show. My name is Carolyn Ritter Watson, and I am your host. I thank you for stopping by. I encourage you to sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee or tea, and be blessed.
Good morning, and welcome to the Tears to Breakthrough Sunday Morning Inspiration Session. I am your host and purpose pusher, Carolyn Ritter Watson, and I am so excited that you joined me this morning. This morning, family, we are going to be talking about those things that are tying your souls. So my question for you this morning is, who is your soul tied to? Who is your soul tied to? That is the question of the day. Give it some thought. That's what we're going to be talking about today. Because, you know, many times, I know we've heard the term, soul ties. One thing that sparked this conversation is the fact that I was talking to a group of ladies, and we were having a conversation about, you know, when you're in a relationship, a long-term relationship, and then that person leaves you, you know, and then you just, you know how it is, then you're going through. You can't get your mind right, right? You can't get your soul right, right, no matter what you try to do. And so that sparked this conversation for today. And so what is holding your soul strong? You know, because when God removes it, let it go. I'm going to say that again. When God removes it, let it go. Stop trying to figure out ways to get back that which God has removed from your life. If God released it, let it go. Say that with me right now. Say, if God released it, I'm going to let it go. Most of us can relate to trying to hold on to that toxic relationship that's just not working. You know, that soul tie that had such a hold on you that, you know, you did not know whether you were coming or going. You can become bound to a person through your soul. I'm going to say that again. You can become bound to a person through your soul. That bond, that soul tie remains long after the relationship is over. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. So let's talk about it. If you would like to call in, please do. You can call in at our guest call-in number at area code 347-237-5083. That's 347 area code 237-5083. Call in and chime in. I would love to hear from you. And then, you know how I like to do. Before we go in deep, I like to start by setting the atmosphere. fear. So we're going to set the atmosphere. We're going to just breathe in all the blessings of God and breathe out anything that is holding you back, anything. Even anything that you, even if it was a bad relationship that you're struggling with getting over, breathe that thing out today and breathe in new life, because God wants to do something new in your life. He wants to do something new with you. He wants to use you in an amazing, mighty way, but you got to let go the past so that you can move forward in the things of God. Amen. So let's just start by taking a deep breath, breathing in as we go to our praise and worship segment. Okay, just breathe it in, breathe it in. Here we go, here we go.
Yes, come on, you can praise it. Come on, you can praise it. Hallelujah. And God, we, your people, are going to be obedient as you decree that everything that have breath give you the praise and give you the glory. Yes, God. We're so unworthy, Lord, but we stand in your presence. This is the
desperate for him. I want you to Group, I want to hear the singing sanctuary. Come on, congregation. Come on, come on, sing it in this sanctuary. Come on, sing it. Yes, Lord. Come on, say it again.
Yes, yes, this is the air I breathe. Yes, sometimes you just have to take a deep breath and just breathe in all the blessings of God. We know that his blessings, that his promises are yes and amen. And then we got to breathe out all of that stuff that's holding us back, that's keeping us bound. Amen. And so today we're talking about those soul ties, those things that are holding you tight, those strongholds, those things that are holding you strong. So let's talk about it, right? So, you know, you can become, I said this right before, you know, we went through our praise and worship segment, you can become bound to a person through your soul. And that bond, that soul tie, can remain long after that relationship is over. So it can be decades later, years later, and you could still be bound, right? And so that's what I want to talk to you about today. But just know that all soul ties are not bad. So all soul ties are not bad. Good soul ties have no bondage to them. And so you know it's a bad soul tie if you're in bondage to that thing, right? It's tormenting you, you know, you want to get out of the relationship, but you can't, and you know it's not going anywhere, you know, you're stressed out, you're a mess, right? But you're still attached to that person in your soul, you know, and so there's a few ways that ungodly soul ties can be can be formed, and this I'm going to give you some of the ways. They can be formed through abusive relationships. That could be physical abuse, sexual abuse, emotional abuse, and even verbal abuse. They can be formed through affairs, adulterous affairs, you know, if the person is married and you're connected with them, you know, and having an affair with them, it could be connected that way. And then, of course, sex before marriage, right? That's the one that we normally talk about. And then obsessive entanglement with a person, you know, giving them more authority in your life than you give to God, you know, that will do it every time. That will do it every time. And so I want to talk to you about that today. I'm just going to quickly go to a commercial break, and when we come back, we're just going to dive in and dive in deep. So don't you go anywhere. Here we go.
Hey, Twin, what are you doing?
I'm doing some guilt-free shopping at Layla Simone's Shop for a Cause.
This is amazing. I can shop with a purpose and for a cause. Did you know that Layla Simone supports breast cancer research, awareness, women in crisis, and youth-related nonprofits? Each time I shop online within their network, a donation is made automatically with no additional cost to me. I love guilt-free shopping. Wow, they even offer personal shopper services? Move over. I love shopping online. And for a good cause, I'm in. What is their contact info? You can call 610-504-0690 or go to LaylaSimone.com.
You are listening to the Tears to Breakthrough Inspiration Session with Carolyn Turner-Watson.
Okay, welcome back. That was my commercial break, Layla Simone Shop for a Cause, where you can shop with a purpose and for a cause. That is my organization with my 11-year-old granddaughter, Layla. So definitely check us out. We promote guilt-free shopping. Shop with a purpose and for a cause. All right, and today we are talking about soul ties. And so let's start with the sexual relationships, because we know that that's a big one, right? Excuse me. Let me grab a water break. Hold on a second. All right, sorry about that. So let's start with the sexual relationships. So I apologize. I am hoarse today. So godly soul ties are formed when a couple are married. And so we know that when a couple gets married, that forms a godly soul tie. And so Ephesians 5:31, it says, "For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh." And the godly soul tie between a husband and the wife that God intended him to have is unbreakable by man. Okay? Mark 10:7-9. All right? So, now, however, when a person has ungodly sexual relationships with another person, an ungodly soul tie is then formed. That's 1 Corinthians 6:16, right? You know ye not that he which is joined to an harlot is one body. For two, saith he, shall be one flesh, right? This soul tie fragments the soul and is destructive. You know, so people who have many past relationships find it very difficult to bond or be joined to anybody because their soul is fragmented, right? And so It's deep. But now let's talk about a close relationship, right? And so we know that King David, those of you Bible scholars out there, King David and Jonathan had a good soul tie as a result of a good friendship. So they had a good friendship. You know, some of you might have besties, best friends, and you have a good, healthy relationship. And that's the key right there, a healthy relationship, right? And so in 1 Samuel 18:1, and so, and it came to pass when he had made an end of speaking unto Saul that the soul of Jonathan was knit with the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as his own soul. But bad soul ties can form from bad relationships as well. So, you know, idolizing someone can cause a bad soul tie. So we are not to idolize anyone, right? You know, we don't put people on the same level as God, right? We don't idolize people, okay? And so, you know, then there are family soul ties that are or could be unhealthy. You know, when our, let's say, for example, when our children decide to get married, I know that, for me, my son and I have always been close, and I was always a very protective mom. I still can be a little protective, but I've scaled it back a lot because, first of all, he's an adult with his own family, but for a long time, you know, like I was involved in everything in his life prior to him getting married. But once he got married, I had to let that go because now, you know, when they're married, it's they become one. And so parents, we have to think about that. When our children get married, that soul tie with the parent should be terminated in order for the soul tie between the husband and the wife to be formed. And I think sometimes we don't get that. It's as difficult as it is, we have to get it, okay? And then if there is any type of, you know, sexual perversion within a family, that can cause an unhealthy soul tie to be formed as well, right? And so if the bonding between parents is missed, you know, let's say that there was some issue, like even if a person was adopted or whatever, some issue where it was that bond didn't really happen at birth with a child, that can leave the children a target for the enemy because of the rejection and insecurity that they may feel as a result of not having that bond with that parent at birth. And so that can also create a soul tie. And so soul ties usually bring on strongholds, but strongholds don't always bring on soul ties. So what are or who are you tied to? You know, Scripture doesn't use the word soul tie, but it speaks of them when it talks about souls being knitted together, becoming one flesh, right? And so these are covenants that need to be, if it's a bad soul tie, these are covenants that need to be renounced in order to bring the soul tie. I'm sorry, in order to break the soul tie. You know, we want to break those ungodly soul ties, right? And so, you know, when you renounce something, you basically take them back verbally. That means you're going to have to open your mouth and you're going to have to speak, right? Open your mouth and speak. You know, you spoke them verbally. Now it is time to take them back verbally. You know, you spoke some things out of your mouth concerning that relationship, concerning that person, and so now you're going to have to speak some things out of your mouth to renounce this soul tie. You know, so a perfect example is, let's say a woman has had a soul tie with a man who was not the one, you know, so you hooked up with somebody. Y'all might have even been in a long-term relationship. You know, this is what the ladies and I were talking about the other day. you know, being in long-term relationships, but you didn't get married. You know, you might have been living with the person, you might not have been living with the person, but you've been having sex with the person, but this is not your husband. And so now you two broke up, and now you're all tore up. You know, you're a mess, right? And so at this point, you have to renounce this thing because there are certain things that you've said and spoken about that relationship. You know, when you're talking to your girlfriend, when you're talking to the person, you know, there are certain things that came out of your mouth. There are certain things that you spoke about this person. So, for example, if a woman has had a soul tie with a man who was not the one, let's say, and said she would never be able to love another man. Oh, you know how you said, oh, I'm never going to be able to love again, or I'm never going to be able to find a husband, or I'm never going to be, you know, you might have children. Maybe you even have children with this man, and I've seen this where men will say, nobody's going to want you because you have all those children. And so you're speaking certain things out of your mouth. Words have so much power. I say it all the time. Our words have power. Words are a seed that grow. So be careful what you speak out of your mouth. And so now you've said that, you had this breakup, and so now you're saying that, you know, you're never going to be able to love again, you're never going to love another man again. This needs to be renounced if you want to break the soul tie. And so now the woman could renounce it by saying, you know, and what I'm going to do is I am going to, you know, we're going to pray at the end, and I'm just going to give you a prayer to say because, yeah, you have to open your mouth and speak. Just like you spoke some things into being, you're going to have to renounce some things with your mouth as well. So, but before we get to that part, because there's something else that could be an issue. If there were any gifts given, you know, you might have went to some amusement parks. He might have won you some stuffed animals. You know, he might, and I know this might sound corny, but this is real. This is real. You know, anything that symbolizes that love that you guys had, you know, he might have given you some jewelry. You might have been engaged. You know, one of the young ladies was engaged. When we were talking the other day, she was engaged, and they were engaged for like 5 years. Okay, that's going to be a whole nother session. Engaged for 5 years. You should not be engaged to anybody for 5 years. But, okay, let's say you were, and now you have this ring, and you don't want to give the ring back. So that ring symbolizes the relationship and can hold a soul tie in place. And so you have to get rid of those gifts. You know, it could even be like a card that he gave you on your birthday or the first card he ever gave you. You know how as women we like to save things, right? So, you know, any jewelry, any cards, any gifts from that previous relationship can hold you to that person. And I know it sounds crazy, it sounds corny, but it's true. And so you holding on to that gift symbolizes that the relationship is still in good standing and can actually hold the soul tie in place. And so you're trying to remove yourself from this person. You're trying to forget this person, but yet you're holding on to these gifts. You know, you're reading the card over and over again. You know, you're looking at the ring and admiring the ring over and over again and saying you're never going to give it back to him, or you're going to hold on to it for whatever reason. I know one of the young ladies was talking about how she had the guy's shirt, and he wore a certain type of cologne, and she would always smell his cologne on the shirt, and she would put the shirt under her pillow so that she could smell him at night when she slept. Okay, no, you got to burn that thing, okay? Get rid of it. And so you're holding on to those things, and those things are symbolizing that relationship. And there's a spirit realm, and then there's a physical realm. And so some things you're doing, and even though you guys have broken up, he's not physically there, but you know those gifts still symbolizes that relationship, right? And on a spiritual level. And so this could be true even after the relationship has been renounced. So you might have already renounced the relationship. You know you're not going back. You know he's not coming back. But yet you're still holding on to these items. You're still worshiping these items. You got to get rid of them. You have to get rid of them. And so you want to pray and renounce this soul connection. And you have to do it in Jesus' name. There is a power in the name. There is power in the name of Jesus. We know that there is power in the name of Jesus. And so even though you're rehearsing this person's name in your mind over and over and over again, you need to replace that person's name with the name of Jesus, okay? And stop calling out that person's name and begin to call out the name of Jesus, okay? Amen? And so you have to, you know, verbally renounce that. So we know that there is, again, a spirit realm, and a natural realm. So verbally renouncing something carries a lot of weight in the spirit realm, right? Just as a vow can bind the soul, renouncing can release the soul from bonds. And so Jesus said that whatever you shall loose will be loosed in heaven, the heavenly realm or spiritual realm. You can renounce and loose yourself from any ungodly soul tie by praying and opening up your mouth and speaking it out loud from your heart. And it has to be like from your heart. Speak to God from your heart, from your heart. And so that's what I'm gonna end the program on that today. And we're gonna do this again. We're gonna go in deeper and talk about these soul ties and these strongholds. But my time has run out. And so what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna pray. And I want you to repeat this prayer after me, because, and I want you to repeat it over and over and over again. The good thing is this is recorded, so you can replay this over and over again. So you want to say something like, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I repent for making this person an idol in my life. Today, I turn my heart away from idols in my life and turn it towards you. I declare and decree that no one is greater than you. I pray against any attack of the enemy on my mind today, and I surrender my mind to you. Help me to forgive and move on from any past hurt and any bad memories. I renounce and loose myself from any ungodly soul tie formed between myself and name the person, put the person's name in there, name the person, and I break these ungodly soul ties in Jesus' name. Pray that prayer and move on with your life. Remember, soul ties are formed through close relationships, through vows, commitments, and promises, and through physical intimacy. And then remember that not all soul ties are bad. But if you're feeling bad about it, if you're having a hard time letting that thing go, I would say that's a bad soul tie. If you're feeling confused about it, that's not a good soul tie. When you are outside of the will of God in a particular relationship, you will experience confusion, and you know that it's a bad soul tie. Your feelings will tell you one thing, and your spirit will tell you something else. That's where the confusion comes in at. God is not the author of confusion. God is peace. He's a peace, and that's how you know that it's an ungodly soul tie. Okay? I thank you so much for joining me today. I pray that you have a blessed and marvelous week. You know how I like to go out with the program. Again, we'll talk more about soul ties, but I do have to go today. Ladies, don't forget to join me on Facebook in our private group, Ladies Only. Well, I keep saying Ladies Only, but let me not say that, because I do have some men who have joined, and we're having a blessed time, just encouraging each other, building each other up, sharing our stories. And so, yeah, definitely join me. You know how I like to go out with Howard Hewitt. Here we go. I will see you next week. God bless.
say goodbye for now. We'll have our second time around. But before you go, there's something I'd like to say. Everything's not what it seems. There's a stronger force behind the scenes. He's in our lives every day. He's right there when we call.
You are listening to the Tears to Breakthrough Inspiration Session with Carolyn Ritter-White.